It's the Offspring and Spare Me the Details. This is Malloy on Triple M. Mick Malloy, and joining us in studio right now, good friend of this show, it's Nath Velvo.
Great to have you back, Nath.
Hello. Hey, I love being in person, the essential service that is radio with Mick Malloy.
Well, in case something does, it does crack me up that I'm considered an essential service as I peddle my toilet humour around the nation. But I believe the rationale behind it would be if something happens and people need to know.
Yeah.
Turn to Mick Malloy.
I am.
You're the guy.
I mean, I've often said that to people.
I'm the conduit.
Mick told me so.
Do what Mick says. Just be like Mick. Be like Mike.
You're like Batman. You're Batman. We send the symbol up to the sky and Mick Malloy answers.
My grandmother, Nanny Loy, was like Batman.
Okay.
She had the flabbiest upper arms. No, seriously. You're like Batman.
No comment.
Like, she could have won a Birdman rally. I'm telling you. Good to have you back. And congratulations on getting the Currumbin gig
done,
Nate.
I'm not here to plug Currumbin. What a weight lifted off my shoulders.
18 months in the making.
It's been, because we have you and we have Denise on, you both plug it.
Mm.
It's been happening forever. Oh, we were thinking of flying up and going to it. This would have been the greatest one night Currumbin has ever seen. Did they come? Did they love it?
Sold out show,
well done.
Which was incredible.
Yeah.
I love a bloody gig at the top of an RSL.
Sure.
Nothing makes you feel more alive as a comedian in this country, going up the stairs and looking at vets. It just gets you in the mood
love
for
it.
Jokes about my sex life.
Right.
You know, this is what they fought for, Mick.
That's your crowd. This is exactly right. I used to love it when we, back in the day when we used to do RSLs, there'd always be some bloke who'd wander in and go, just remember, have a good night out there tonight, and no dropping the F word.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Okay.
You could do the most distasteful jokes in the world as long as you didn't use the F word.
No F bombs.
The middle of it.
And also, what pumps me up before a gig, especially at an RSL, is when you have to put your name into a computer and it prints out a name tag in case you win the jackpot on the pokies on the way out.
Which sometimes, can be called in the middle of your act if you're not careful. Now, listen, we want to get to Currumbin because I want to hear your side of the story.
Uh-oh,
because
deny everything.
Wow.
Well, Denise didn't have a great time, according to her. But was there tension between you?
I hope not. It may have been sexual tension.
Did you have a couple of margaritas?
I mean, I was on it. It only takes me one. I'm what you call a one-pot screamer.
Okay.
I don't know if you've met one of them in your life.
Glenn Robbins
there you go.
Closest
so
one.
I had my two, so I was off like it was school this week.
And so afterwards, but there's no, because I think, Denise, well, can we have a listen to what Denise
is what she had to say on the show.
Well, Nath was snapping at me. He was snapping at me because he's going, have a look on my phone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, yeah, that looks great. And then I go, actually, I can't see anything without my glasses. And this happened a number of times. And he's like, oh, will you just get your eyes fixed? I'm like, excuse me, young man.
He's
got to learn respect.
He's got a bit of respect for his elders. Is that a fair indication?
The woman can't see. I don't know how Scotty operates day to day. Plane tickets, times, set lists. She didn't know what it was. Oh, how does she live?
Is she holding stuff away from her face?
It wasn't
she
further
it?
Enough. I was walking meters across the room and she still couldn't see
it. She also said that she wanted to go and watch Ash Barty and then there was a singer that wouldn't stop singing, so you'd agreed to go back to your rooms. But then you watched it separately but texted each other from your own room.
COVID safe.
Oh.
I mean, does it get more rock and roll than touring the country with Scotty, absolute dead set legend? She's in her room. I'm in the neighbouring room, both in bed. Good shot. Ooh, she just won that game. Ooh, she's going to win this. Oh, back and forth. I mean, it's what it's all about,
it's
kids.
Rock and roll. No one's checking a TV out the window unless it's got an episode of Insight on it.
I mean, and look, I'm not going to bag the acoustic guitarist. I don't know his name. Good luck to him. It's a tough year for music and comedy.
Mm.
But Ash Barty was playing in the Wimbledon final and it was on the big screen and we couldn't hear it because he was doing K-San in the corner of the RSL at midnight.
Can we hold that thought? Can we hold that thought, please?
Yeah.
I get it too. They're great and they're doing their job, but this is happening once a year.
She's serving for the set. Enough with the encore, mate.
Yeah.
When we get back, I need you to talk me through this picture I'm looking at, which looks like your dog
It is.
In a pair of underpants.
It is.
Okay.
It all checks out.
That should whet your appetite for more with Nath Valvo.
In studio with Nath Valvo, who, by the way, has got some shows coming from Melbourne and Canberra, parts of I'm Happy For You and Chatty Cathy. So the 27th and 28th of August at Chapel Off Chapel in Melbourne.
Good spot.
Tickets at chapeloffchapel.com.au and comedy.com.au for the Canberra Comedy Festival. That's the 21st of September.
Drop my name. I'm Canberra's favourite son.
Are you?
Yes.
Is that written somewhere on a sign, a statue?
Well, there should be. You're right.
The Prime Minister's and then Mick Molloy.
There should be a statue of me like David, but with a much bigger wang.
Sorry,
that can be arranged.
Sorry.
No, I was born there and raised there, and they treat me as their own. And when I come home, it's like, it's not a public holiday.
No, but there's fanfare.
A little bit of ticker tape.
Okay.
Beyond that, not much to see here. Okay, explain this. Now, we've all had a pretty hard lockdown.
Mm.
You may have had one harder than most. Explain what I'm talking about.
And I mean, a lot of people are still in lockdown.
Yeah.
But this is still not as hard as I've had it.
Okay.
Melbourne, Victorian lockdown 2 weeks ago. Yes. What was it, a week?
It was about closer to two in
okay.
the end.
Yeah. Nearly 2 week lockdown, our fourth one.
Yes. Mm.
Drama, already quite high.
Yeah.
However, lockdown in a house with my dog who decided to get dog gastro.
Oh.
Now, if you own a dog and you're listening in Melbourne at the moment, they may have heard of this because apparently there's an outbreak.
Oh, no.
An outbreak
of gastro.
Canine gastro, which sounds horrific.
Terrible.
And you had front row seats to one in your own lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have canine gastro. I mean, that would have been a bigger story that, it's jumped animals again. Here we go.
So explain this picture to me. Firstly, describe the dog.
That's my my Portuguese water dog, for those of you playing at home. Don't worry. I had never heard of that breed either until she was on sale.
Great. And what's she wearing?
She's wearing my old Bonds underwear. Now, the reason is... the dog had gastro. We were stuck in the house with the dog. But part of having this illness is that she was delirious.
Right.
So she didn't know what she was doing, right?
Aww.
She didn't know out from in, specifically speaking, as in the house outside in.
Yeah.
She was walking around the house, upstairs, downstairs,
anywhere.
Kitchen, just going everywhere.
Yeah.
People might be eating, so
you
can leave it up to you. All right, fine. Going absolutely everywhere. I couldn't handle it. I was like, I can't follow her around anymore. So I got a bunch of tissues. I put them in the Bonds, got my partner to hold her down, and then I whipped the Bonds onto her, cut a hole for the tail.
Cut a hole for the tail, look.
Oh, you have to.
I cut a hole for the tail. And look at it. Beautiful. Did the job.
Works.
Did the job. And then about 2 hours later, Cody, my partner, said to me, why don't we just go and get nappies? I was like, oh, yes, of course.
Good point.
So dog nappies.
Where do you go for those?
Exist, so look out next season of Shark Tank. Here comes Nate Valvo. Bloody dog nappies with a tail, with a hole for the tail.
Yeah, yeah.
So popped on down to Woolies, got some toddler pull-up nappies and did the job.
And look at that. She could be a nappy model, dog.
Definitely.
The dog doesn't look entirely happy.
No, it looks a bit of shame.
She's not happy.
She's not happy. But what she's happy about is I've actually entered her into the Bonds baby search competition. So depending on how the votes go, she may win.
Well, how is she now? And how did it resolve? How long did this go on for?
A week.
Right.
So she was in the nappies for about 3 or 4 days. I don't know if that's long or not. Vets might be listening to this being disgusted. We took her to the vet, by the way.
Yeah.
This wasn't self-diagnosed.
You should have gone to the Bondi vet. I'd love to see Chris deal with this.
Deal with this, you know, get some crap on his hands for once.
Sure.
And she's good now.
Right.
The nappies are off.
Okay.
There's a lot of poo in the house.
It would have
been like living with Johnny Depp. You know what I mean? It's like coming home and going, what have you done now? Well, that's amazing, and you've been through
a lot. I mean, the word hero gets thrown around a lot in this country at the moment. But there you go.
Well, there you are, and especially when dogs do that thing, you know, when they do those circles with their bottom on the ground.
Yeah,
she could do the Olympic rings. Have you had fun? Have you watched the Olympics at all? Or,
I've gotten into it. I've got off Twitter. I was being a health disease expert for a couple of years now, and I've swapped to a sport I've never seen before. Takes me a couple of minutes. I know what's going on.
Oh, you're
I
expert.
Commentate. I have like
you're
who's
an expert.
That? You know,
I love it. First sign of madness.
Lockdown and I think
madness.
There should also be medals for hotness. So at the end of every race, you know, gold, silver, bronze, done, 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 and then let's line them up in hotness.
You know what you love? The Winter Olympics. That's what I call it, the Hot Olympics. Because they're all Scandinavian countries. They're all the offspring of very rich, wealthy people who can afford to ski.
Yeah.
Ergo,
they
are from hot states.
Yeah.
I just pick one at random, Sweden. and they're wealthy and they've got lots of blonde hair.
Yeah.
Lots of himbo action. Lots of.
Yes.
Seriously, wait, 2 more years. Ooh. 1 more year, One more year.
But I will say the Olympics every 4 years does play a very important role in sexually confused 13 and 14-year-old boys watching male gymnastics. And now if you watch that at the right time of your life, things happen.
It's a game changer.
It really is a game changer. So shout out to the 13-year-olds watching the male gymnastics.
Well done out there, kids. You'll be right. Hang in there. It's all good. Hey, dates again, please.
27th, 28th of August, Chapel Off Chapel in Melbourne. Two shows. And then the 21st of September in Canberra, part of the Canberra Comedy Festival.
Come along, Canberra.
Get out there. Tell them I sent you.
Come along, ScoMo. Elbo, what are you doing? Get on down to my show.
Mandatory. Vaccinations.
There you go. Thanks, Valvo. It's Malloy on Triple M.